current daf, Masech is getting daf tes vav, begin on the base, getting tes mat, begin with the Gemara. And here, Eid Sheini. So, Rav Ashi's interpretation of this halacha is that even if he says, I am the second witness, plus it's going to be invalid. Then it's such a time to say, wait a second, is there such a big deal on the funny Nechtim Kasha? If he would say, obviously the classic halacha, it'd be kasher. Shum the Amma, because he says, Anihu Eid Sheini, because he says, I am the second witness, plus it's going to be possible, how could Rav Ashi entertain such a thing? So Bnei Luri rather seems to be commission Umbi Yerusham, like it's Burn Yerusham. When he says, I am the second witness, actually, it's actually worse. Why? It's like partial to his own testimony. Then there it appears, oh, why is he testifying regarding the second testimony, the second signature? Meaning, he's saying before Nechtim on half of it, because he signed on the other half of it. So that looks like some type of bias. Actually, that's why it's worse. That's just a time we're going to say, wait a second, we came into the time of Mishamachi, that's the reason why he holds the apostle. So why do you need to say the statement, it's nothing to do with either or, it's simply because it's flawed. Bisham says what he can say, no, the love time of Gamahuz, it's not a complete reasoning, because it's not really in the Gebe Dusa, it's not like he's really partial to anything. You love time of the Oikulu Begim Agev, you didn't have the reason I couldn't get it, things in the Gebe Dusa, it's not really partial, it's not like he has any vested interest, yeah, he is the witness, but therefore you need to really both those together. So we got the discussion regarding either or, not halves, and one of them was regarding if there's a Pesach Bekunjus. Rashi explained the case. If you had a ditch 5 tvachim deep, the kifu mechitz chamisha, you surround it with a partition 5 tvachim high, that does not combine for the interior to be considered as a private domain. It has to be either or. Now that's for kosher ben tam. It's difficult ben tam. Because dam b'shabbat perik hazerik. The Gemara says in Shabbat of tzadik tesim. Now perik best after the last perik of beivim of tzadik tesim base. The bar b'chol yasay, a pit with the earth that you surrounded with. Mitzdarf al asarav, meaning you took the earth that you dug in and now you put around. Mitzdarf al asarav, it combines to 10 tefachim. Mavu pishes ebegav zebay emek. I one is in height, one's in depth. Void more, but dam perik called gagis. The Gemara says over there in David tzadik and lomiz behedi explicitly. Gabeshteichat seiras lo vamazu. Regarding such a case, two courtyards, one on top of the other. Yeshkid chamisha mechitz chamisha. We have dug down 5 tvachim, because that's the wall of the earth, and you have 5 tvachim of a partition on top. The Moedim Chizim B'tachtin, Rav Chizim agrees by the lower domain, since he sees a wall of 10 tvachim, the Mareb Shnei B'lei Echad, that you can't make one area, but two different domains. So you see, it is considered as Rosh Hashanah. If you're somebody, you can say, Linyan Beis Chad Zezul Malamazu, regarding when you have two courtyards, one above the other, Ari Hacham, that's what we're talking about over here. Now, in the Erev, and we're talking about regarding the upper one regarding Erev, because the Mukha Perikal Gag is like the more obvious over the end of Sadiq Mabay, is that the upper one is not considered as its own domain, even though there is a depth of 5 tvachim, but it only has a wall of 5 tvachim. Or Inam, you could even say a similar case, Lin Telbish was a rabbin, regarding, meaning to say that's fundamentally different than the lower courtyard. We're talking about the upper courtyard, therefore it's not going to combine. And that's what Gemara is saying over here. But in another person, Lin Tilbir Shisaram, if you have a mound, a hill in Shisaram, Gabay Chamisha, that's 5 tvachim high, Be'ikavah Gabab Mechitz Chamisha, now you surround it with walls that are 5 tvachim high. That's what we're saying in Agamar, Gleichash Roshas Yechalish and Lin Shabbos. Regarding Shabbos, it's not going to be considered as a private domain, because it doesn't combine. That's what he's going to say, why? Be'ikavah Roshas Yechal. It should be considered Roshas Yechal. Why? Because if you want, you could actually put on it something, and you can utilize the area. Like Gemara says, when it's all filled with pegs, even though it's no utility, but you can put a board on it and use what's on top of it. So here also, and then it's going to be like a Rishas HaYachad. It's very wide. You can't put something on it. The Matar only put something that's very narrow. And since it's not narrow, so therefore it's not going to be like you could use the area on top, which is a mound of 10 tvachim high. No, it's only in the interior, which is only 5 tvachim. And again, therefore it's not going to be considered as Rosh Yachid, because you cannot combine the Gidud and the Mechitza of Chamisha and Chamisha. Next test master begins the Gemara. You wash one hand with an Tila, one with a Shtifa, which Pesach Kodesh explains. Meaning, not only the achas from that clay, one hand he washes from a vessel, like the chamin stirred up in the tefil. Achas b'shtim benar, and one by dipping your hand into the river, b'mem so with 40 sa, and that's what's saying that no, it can't be, has to be one. That's the question regarding can you join together a netila and a shtifa, and that we see clearly that you could do such a thing. Now the temptation is, if you're going to say, wait a second, but this halacha that you're bringing, How you resolving from here what the Gemara had said? The question we thought was, when you wash one and then you wash the other one, what type of proof is that? Maybe in this Mishnah it's talking about what you did at the same time. You put one hand into the river, one hand you're washing at the same time, so that's not half and half. What you could say is, no, the Gemara understood that wouldn't be a difference, because it's logical that if you would say one up to the other would not be effective, which is the question we had, and who had done the Basachas, then even at the same time would not be effective, even if both are being washed, even one from one vessel, one from another vessel, and for sure, for one you're dipping into the river, that wouldn't work, and therefore that's resolved the question. But Rabbein Tam Goros, his gears is actually a Mishnai, is based on Mishnai, is that brought over there, that not liyode achas. If someone washes one hand, mishtiva achas from one washing, yode tahira, his hand is pure. Now, the kaposhid, and the explanation of that is, what are we proving from that to our question over here? Mitani yode tahira. The wording is in the singular, his hand is tar. Ah, shmame no, you see, that one hand at a time is going to be effective. It's not yodov. And this is what the Mishnah is saying over there. Mishtiva, meaning in our Gemara, meaning from that Mishnah. Mishtiva achas, from one pouring, what is that? What's the actual halacha of the day that we're proving? That, yeah, you see at least one hand to work. When will it work one hand? So talk, lishbeich minakli al yod beis pam. Now, the halacha is that you have to pour from a vessel on both hands two times. Like it's brought many times in the Sefer Zidane. This is my Mishnah Mishnah. You have to wash your hands once and then wash it a second time. That's the Mishnah says over there. If you wash your hands with one pour, that's a very big one, which is like two an amount of two times the washing, you have to tell your hand is pure. Why? Since this washing has Kishir, my Mishnah Mishnah, has the measurement of the water of once and twice. That's going to work to purify the Kamasai Mesefa. That's what the Mishnah there concludes over there at the end and says, Shtei Yodav B'Shtiva Achas. If you wash both hands in one pour, Remei Metame Achiyitva Achiyitum Revias. Remei says, Give me Tame until you wash from Revias. Avakam Dikshanai Kamashai Yishtifis Loi Boy Revias. Even though that if you would wash it two times, you wouldn't need Revias. But Hashtalek Al-Shtiva Achas, as we're explaining, here you only poured it once. So Revias B'Shtiva, so then you need to have Revias in this pouring. But you have the Achas. But it's just saying, one hand. Ain't tzarich revias, doesn't need revias, but that's another halacha. One hand, you don't need to have revias, ki asim shiur tahara, when it comes from the remnants of tahara, means that when it comes from a kli that had a revias and you poured already once, that pour has as much as two, that's just saying, for yodai, it's going to be enough. That's what the raya was from, where you see it can be done one hand at a time.